Hi people, welcome to the Idea Talks podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to this podcast, which is designed to help you be the best version of yourself in every area of your life. So this is a life podcast. Let us get straight into this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, hello. Welcome to the Idea Talks podcast. I have actually really missed you guys. It has been a long minute since we have had a chat, and you know, life has just been interesting, all sorts of things going on. Some of which we will talk about very briefly. But firstly, thank you so much for this podcast. We are actually in our birthday season. So our official birthday for the launch of the podcast has actually passed. So you guys have to forgive me because I'll explain some of what happened. And I did intend to sort of have a birthday podcast, but I just had so much going on. But, you know, birthdays, and I'm the big, believer in birthdays. But you know, I'm a big birthday person, so we celebrate our birthday, as far as I'm concerned, at least the week of the birthday itself and throughout the month. So month of July, 4th of July was our official 1 year anniversary for this podcast. I want to thank each and every one of you. I feel like I want to give you guys a gift. I would I'd actually give you guys a hug if I could, but A, I'm not with you. B, I'm not really a hugger naturally, so that's actually a sacrifice. C, we've got this situation, right? So the social distancing. So I can't give you guys a hug, but virtual hugs to all the faithful listeners, virtual hugs to all the new listeners. If you're going to catch this, you know, whenever you do, I'm giving you virtual hugs and kisses. That's most appropriate now, and that works well for me. I would also love to give some of the faithful listeners a gift. Actually, I'm thinking about looking at, maybe I have right in front of me, I have my coffee in my nice Idea Talks mug, which is like, be the best version of you, and it's just a reminder I see each time I drink my coffee, my tea. So I would love to give you guys a mug or something, some sort of gift. So if you are interested, this is off the cuff, I didn't plan this, but if you are interested, leave me a comment, or actually go to our Instagram, because that's the best way to reach us instantly. So go to Instagram instantly. So go to our Instagram, go to Idea Talks community, and just say, you know, you are interested in receiving the gift that was put out there and the mug, and let me know, and then we can chat from there and figure out how to send it to you. All that, probably need to order a few more, but yeah, just let me know. Make sure you reach out. I don't know when that will stop, but you know, at some point in a reasonable time, we are in July, we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary, so you know, that's our gift, which is seriously off the cuff, but you know, that's God's doing. But thank you guys for, again, your faithfulness, your kindness, sharing this with people. Please make sure you do, and all of that. God has been really kind on this podcast. This podcast is not one of those podcasts that is like, you know, some podcasts are relationships, are money, are this is just here to help you be the best version of yourself. So we talk about a variety of things. It's a life, what I call a life podcast. You know, some things you may feel are more relevant to you than others, but there's always something for you actually in every single message. Last time we were here talking about mental health. That was towards the end of May. Gosh, that's a while ago. Towards the end of May, we were talking about, it was Mental Health Awareness Week in the UK, the United Kingdom. And you know, mental health awareness is a global thing, especially in this time we live in. But we were talking about mental health from a musician perspective, because for those of you that don't know, I'm also a musician, I'm in the music. I'm a musician. I don't play an instrument. I sing. I'm a worship in sort of the church side of things. I'm a worshiper, a songwriter, a psalmist, all of that good stuff. So we were talking about that because I have come across, you know, I probably faced some things myself on reflection. And I've come across, you know, I come across people, especially when I was more active with, I used to have open mics and stuff like that. I would meet so many people musicians wise, and you know, when I'm like actively recording and stuff, which is also in the works. Actually, today is an anniversary as well of my latest music project, which came out in October 2019, was actually recorded on this day in Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't mean to talk about all of that, but God is just flowing. But yes, it was recorded on this day. I remember the instruction. It's the 6th of July. We did the spontaneous live recording, which was just like three sessions we did. Literally just flowed with God, didn't know what would come out of it. And Your River was born, which is just, an amazing, just, an amazing awesome time in God's presence. It's all God, nothing to do with me as just the vessel at that point. But it was a new chapter for me. It was a new realm, really, for me in terms of just the spontaneity, if I said that properly, of it all, and being confident in that space to record rather than, sometimes you're spontaneous in church or in a setting, but just actually in that forum. And I want to thank everybody that was part of that. The minstrel, the man, the minstrel, Paul Anderson, such a great person, amazing minstrel to work with. Emmanuel Cook, Adriana Denise, of Kingdom Worship, that's their group. Shout out to them. The studio recorded was, oh, what's it called? Oh, it's just, the names escape me now because I didn't plan to talk about it, but is it 57? Oh my gosh. I'm going to probably remember at some point later in this podcast. But the studio I recorded at, they were so amazing, great to work with. The guys who edited, who filmed, who were there to help out. Amazing. I just thank all of you from the bottom of my heart of, I couldn't really see what it was fully. I could see part of the picture, but God just made it all wonderful and perfect. So I want to thank everybody that was part of that. And yeah, I didn't come talk about that, but just want to catch up with you guys, see how things are going. It's been an interesting few weeks, quite honestly, a really interesting few weeks. With so many things going on in the world, so many I guess movements, anger, all sorts of things. I actually honestly recorded a podcast which was partly about all that stuff, and I just deleted it because I was like, I feel like I've heard enough, and there's probably so many people addressing it and talking about it. And I, yeah, that's kind of the way I thought about, talking about all of that. But, I want to just sort of remind us, there's a lot of stuff is sort of hidden under identity, and a lot of issues that come up in life generally stem from identity. And, our identity as believers is in Christ, and that is first and foremost our identity. So whatever we do, whatever we choose to support, whatever we go choose to go behind, let us make sure that we are in alignment with God. We are checking in with him, or we're going according to how he leads us, and not just going with status quo, what's popular, etc. I think my conversation would have shook the table a little bit. But I've heard some people shaking the table, and I'm really, really, like, proud of, well, happy that, some things are being talked about. But yes, that's that. So we are in July 2020. Is not canceled. Hello, it is still very much here. It is still an amazing year. It is still what you make out of it. It is still the year that was sent to wake you up and shake you up for sure. It is the year that the Lord said, a lot of us did not expect this, but clearly he did say before, one, two things I'm certain, I know that the Lord said is, this is the year that will set the foundations for the rest of the decade. So it's sort of the springboard to the rest of the decade. And, in hindsight, when you hear that, you just think it's going to be an incredible year and all this stuff. But when all of this stuff has now happened, it is indeed, something that has woken us up. Where you're establishing a springboard for a new decade, and where it's a change, and where there's a complete shift, old things need to be changed. Things need to be transformed. People need to be, but the baton needs to be, handed over to the next set of people, and all sorts of things need to happen, basically, to also come in alignment with the word of God, which we'll talk about shortly. So this is not like a year where it's not called caught God by surprise. It is not, oh my gosh, this all happened, and God, like, how did you not know? God knew, and he told you, he gave you those things that he gave you at the start of the year, if indeed he did give you those things. Knowing all of this and knowing that you probably, it would all catch you by surprise. So the best thing to do is, if you are still having questions, go back to him, but also look at those things. Again, we'll talk about all of this shortly, but look at those things he told you, he showed you, all of that, because if he did really indeed tell you those things, he knew exactly what was going to happen, and he knew the position you'd be in. So that is your fallback of, holding on to God, and just really, understanding that nothing caught him by surprise. You know, if this is a shakeup, it there's a change that needs to happen. The changes that need to happen, and he's shaking it from the foundations in every aspect of life. If you look around you, you probably discover as well in your personal life, there's exposure being brought. I think the last couple of podcasts, we talked about the heart and how God was exposing and refining and dealing with people's hearts and showing them what was in their hearts. You know, certainly I had that as well. You're showing me there's some things that are here that you need to weed out, you know. So that is part of the exposure process. It's good. There's a good, bad, and ugly about it, right? So exposure is happening on all levels: governmental, national, internet, whatever, global levels, everywhere. Personal life, work life, this, that, all happening. He's exposing things. He's showing you loopholes. He's showing you where you've made wrong decisions. He's showing you I'm even seeing how I spend my money, and you know, things like that. Like, he's opening your eyes. So there's a lot of exposure taking place. Another thing the Lord did say to me very clearly, and I did see this in a vision last year, was the speed of the year. I saw so many things. Like, it was like a vision of, it was something else I saw, and then it was like, he then said to me, this has got to do with the year ahead. And it was things happening in so much quick succession. At the time, I just thought, oh, amazing, it's going to be things happening quickly. I'm going to have acceleration in my life, which I have already, right? But when you think about it, if things are happening at very, very quick succession, and it was like acceleration, like speed, then you're looking up and you're thinking, wow, it's July. But how many things have happened since January and July? A lot of things. And when you say something's going to happen fast, that means a lot of stuff will happen because things are moving so quickly. So it's like next week is something else, this week, you know, because things are happening quickly. So if you look at from January to July, what's happened, and sometimes you could look back and think, this is, you know, all the stuff that happened in some years took a whole year, or this could even be 3 years, you know, in previous seasons. But this is a year where a lot, things are happening at quick speed, so a lot will be packed into the year. So that's that. So today I'm here to talk about give you some keys to moving forward. We are at the halfway point if you're following the Gregorian calendar. And even if you're on the Hebrew calendar side, it's always good to do a bit of reflection. And introspection, basically. It's always good to do that, to reflect, to move forward. It's good to reflect, but I always say, don't get stuck in your reflection. You can't afford to like get stuck in what didn't work well, or just keep on looking back. But you introspection, which is kind of looking within, reflection is good. Reflecting how you are you reflecting Christ as well in everything you're doing? It's good to do that evaluation, good to like spend time looking back, all of that. So we're going to talk about a little bit to do with that, and keys to moving forward as well, because I wanted to keep this quite structured. I wanted it to be something that was tangible. So grab your coffee, your notepad. I've got my coffee here. I'm going to take a quick sip. Fantastic. Hope you didn't hear that. Grab your coffee or water, whatever beverage you're having. Don't go and get like some heavy meal and sleep off, because this is something meant to activate you. You know, once you get this, that's thinking about how you can piece things together. And also, I'd like to announce that we are launching our new website, our Idea Talks website. Prior to this, it's all been a blog, because that's the direction I kind of initially started Idea Talks in. But the Lord is, you know, has given me the vision for it, at least part of the vision. Because, you know, he gives you things in bits, you know. But, you know, we're going in the right direction. We're a community. We're growing. We're doing different things. So we're launching our new website in line with that. That is launching in a few days on the 9th of July. We had to move it slightly just because we had quite a few things going on and we have to always pace ourselves. But the 9th of July, the website is going live. You can actually go to the website now, which is www.ideatalks.com. You can go on there now. You can, you, it will take you to a page. On there, you can put in your details to subscribe to our newsletter. And, you know, put in your details. And what we would be doing is you get a free gift, which is a good gift. When you do sign up to that. And the gift is a, you get sort of a good, a nice, like, you know, booklet slash workbook with worksheets to help you move on with the year, like to help you kind of evaluate where you are, figure out, you know, the rest of the year, basically, and even the rest of a specific season, right? So you can also use it how you want to, but we're going to have, we have that ready for you. And we have some, you know, a message as well attached to that as well, which will help you. So that's something to just, you know, help you get on. So if you sign up to our newsletter, once we are ready and we go live, you would receive that free gift. Isn't that a good thing? So, yeah, make sure you go sign up. Newsletter is not meant to be something that's just waffle and just like, you know, just clogging up your inbox. We're going to have, you know, content that is curated, things to help you. Our motto is to help you be the best version of you in every area of your life. We realize that that is everything. That's your health, your money, your fitness, your health, fitness, you know, your relationship, your spiritual growth, your, you know, just general education, your business. That's so many aspects to things. So we are curating content that will, you know, over time, obviously we'll develop that further, but that will help you, you know, things that, you know, maybe of interest to you, to help you with that. And then we are going to introduce, we have our academy launching later on in the year. We will have also, you know, things to help you in the specific areas. So, you know, our thing is that we're not like, experts in business, experts in this, but we can connect you to people. So you're looking for, you have a community, you're looking for a community that can help you with this, you're looking for someone that can help you. We have a good pool and good, you know, connectivity. So we can certainly help you, you know, connect to the right people, from a kingdom perspective as well, where you are looking for help in certain areas. So, you know, that's it. We have amazing things coming up even in our prayer room. I'm so excited. So that's like I did church announcements first, which took a while. That was like intro, hey, and then I did all the church announcements. So I'm gonna go straight into what we're talking about. I hope you've grabbed your tea, coffee, water, your notebook, your pen right now. And we're going to be talking about some keys to help you with the rest of the year, like to help you just move forward, move ahead. And before I even talk about these keys, I think, how many have I got down now? I'm going to talk about a few, because part of the audio you're going to receive with the newsletter goes into, well, they're not called keys, but stuff which is kind of similar to that as well. But we're going to talk about 4 to 5 things today. But before we even do that, I just want to lay the foundation of kind of where we are, and you know what, why we do this, like maybe that's what I'll call it. But where we are, or what I believe, you know, are the key things that we should kind of have in our mind before we even think about the other keys or the rest of the year, etc., is we are believers. We are meant to be kingdom minded, kingdom people, building the kingdom of God as he's set out for us to build. Not our own kingdom, not what we think should be built, or not, you know, church focused, but kingdom focused on building the kingdom of God. And that means that in every sphere of life, our life is submitted to God. Actually, it's surrendered to God. I'll go forth and I'll say that, I'll take it a step further. Our life is surrendered to God, and we are showcasing God, or God is involved rather. We're not just showcasing him, but he is in everything. So he's in our career, in our this, in our that, like he is in everything. And we are building, or his principles and his ways of doing things is what we're incorporating into everything. So we're representing him here on the earth. We work for him. Somebody asked me to write something the other day, introduce myself and say what I did. And I actually just changed it to, I work for God, and these are the things he has deployed me to do at the moment. Like, and that's how I view myself. If he says go and do blah, 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 I go and do this. Right. So it's almost like he's my CEO, you know, He's the head. He's the everything. He's my father. He's the head of my life, really. And he tells me what to do, where to go, deploys me to. He involves me in that conversation as well, and that thought process. It's not like he's a militant, right? But he involves me when we need to talk about it. If I have questions, I can ask those questions. But essentially, I'm following his lead and following his direction. And being kingdom-minded, means that is the aspect. So in everything you do, so you're thinking kingdom when you're building things, you're thinking, how does this further the kingdom of God? How do we, how do we introduce, not introduce God? That sounds like I'm just bringing God in, but essentially I'm doing what he's told me to do. My goals are what God gave me to do. So I'm not taking my goals and being like, God bless them. I'm actually saying, Father, what will you have me do? Like, what is this? And I'm going in that direction. So that's essentially, as believers, where we should, what our mindset should be. Now, in this time we live in, and in any time, the one of the things I say is the most important thing for a believer to do is discern the times and seasons. And I view it in three, I break it down into three categories personally, right? So I say discern the time and season generally of the world, the kingdom, everything, where we are, right? So another scripture that God really, I would say about a couple of weeks ago, really highlighted to me is Matthew 24. I don't have my Bible in front of me. That is not like me usually when I'm doing this. But Matthew 24, if you go and read the entire scripture, it talks about the last days. It talks about the things that will happen in the last days. It talks about, false prophets. It talks about people being like lovers of themselves. It just talks about, essentially what we see going on right now, and God like highlighted that to me one Sunday. Just like I started, not like I haven't read it before, right? But he literally like brought that, like drew it out to me, and there were things that he was speaking to me about concerning that, Matthew 24. I guess also prior to that, because I kind of been studying a bit of like the book of Daniel and Revelation, and just, there's so many keys and so many things that you see happening now, which when you read it, just like reading it there, or the black and whites, or the words on the paper, it you're like, what's this? But if you read with Holy Spirit, if you open your eyes up a bit more, you would see. So he highlighted that to me. And I was talking about discerning times and seasons. It's key to discern like where we are, like where are we in the grand scheme of things, and where's the body of Christ in all of that. And then there's discerning the times and seasons for the region that you live in as well, for the nation you live in. You're not in the nation you live in by chance. Oftentimes I'm like, I love to live here. I don't know, I live here. Sometimes I used to say that all the time. And God says to me, I sent you here. And so many people confirm this to me. I've sent you here for a reason. Yes, you're probably going to move on to, I'm not going to say where, but I sent you here for the season, right? So you're here for a reason, and you're a sent one. You're here, right? So embrace why you're here and do why you're here, what you're here to do. Now, it might not also be a nation you live in. Now, there's a nation that the Lord's given me as the nation you are to intercede and pray for. And that means that, sometimes I'm good at this, sometimes I'm not, but that means that, yeah, I intercede, I pray for that nation. I follow what's going on, I check the news, I get the sense of, so I know what I'm praying for. I watch and pray concerning that nation that's miles away from where I am. But to me, it's also discerning the times and seasons for that nation, for the nation I reside in, and maybe a nation you're from, anything like that. And then discerning the times and seasons for yourself personally, right? So it might be a season of growth, of cocooning, of a season of sitting under someone, and just a season of like expanding, a season of pouring out more, or just like as I said, cocooning or growing or different things, like they're different stages, right? So it might be a season for a specific season, right? So you need to discern the time and season. It might be a season the Lord says, wait on me. And then people have all sorts of theories on waiting. I'm going with what the word says, like, wait on me, sharpen your gift, do this, do that, or go out, speak to whoever. It might be a season for you to pour into other people, and you may say, I want you to spend some time mentoring these people, all sorts, right? So there are different times and seasons of life. So the most important thing as a Christian, one of the most important things rather, is to discern the times and seasons. We see the sons of Issachar, I believe in the book of Chronicles, they said, you know, they discerned the times and seasons, so that they knew what Israel ought to do. I'm paraphrasing, but they knew what to do, right? So they discerned that was something very peculiar about the sons of Issachar, so that they were precise. And that's one thing I've always, you know, craved for, and God's always spoken to me about precision in the stuff you do, in the words you deliver, everything, precision. And precision also, and discerning your times and seasons also comes from precision, so you're not doing things in the wrong time as well. And it's key for us to do that, especially this season of, you know, we've had a reset of all sorts of things happening. Even though, yes, you know, we have this nasty, you know, virus that, you know, they somehow gates were open, the enemy came in, like all the reasons for all of that, I'm not going into that, but you know, even though we had that, obviously God, as I said, knew. And for the body, I believe strongly it was a season to, and it still is, you know, season to reset, recalibrate, kind of get things, you know, in order a bit more. And the order rather is also to come into alignment with God, because a lot of us were behind time. We have ought to have done certain things. We procrastinated. We were fearful. We were this by now. So it's almost like it was a season for us to make up. It was also a season for us to expose excuses we made, where, oh, I can't do this because I don't have enough time, because this, and then you're suddenly given all this time, and then, you know, you find yourself not doing those things, and you're like, there's actually more of an issue here. Is it fear? Is it this? Is it that? So it was, you know, that kind of time for us to catch up on all those things and to reset and come back into alignment with God, and also just discern where we are. Right. So that's one thing. The other thing I think is extremely important in this day for a Christian, and has always been something I've always thought, wow, as a Christian, you know, this is something that we need to learn how to balance well, is being eternity focused plus living today. And there needs to be a balance struck with that. Eternity focused is fantastic, and I believe we should 100% be eternity focused. Sometimes you find that people get so eternity focused, like, oh my gosh, this is all happening, Jesus is coming soon, so I'm just not going to do anything now. Like, there's no, that the sort of the eternity focus sort of drives them to be like so focused on Jesus coming soon, in the sense that that is literally all they're saying. And they're not, that's not even causing them to think about how they can, you know, tell people about Jesus, to get people saved, or, you know, put their house in order, or start to do those things that we need to do, right? Because we need to understand, we will be accountable to God for everything we did and didn't do, you know. And we want to hear, I certainly want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. As I say, I always say, that's what I want to hear him say. He will say, oh, maybe in the beginning you're a bit like, you know, here, there, but well done, you made up, you did this, you did that, you know. I want to see that. I want him to show me all the things I was meant to do, and I've like had this big gap, like, you know, I'm just like wanting to go for it, right? So that's called living in this time. But sometimes you find the opposite side of the spectrum, where people are focused on living now, and you find most people that are usually focused on making money, the blessing, all of that, without the eternity focus. So they're doing all those things at the expense of eternity and what eternity is about, you know, all these riches and all these things. Yes, God wants us to live in abundance and live well and all of that, but what do they count for in eternity? So I believe, for me, you know, there's a balance to be struck, and both are 100% on mark. Like, you have to have both of them 100%. But the eternity focus in this case, I'm not saying is wrong. I'm just saying, where there's extreme eternity focus, it doesn't focus on the kingdom of God here on the earth. It focuses on, I just need to make heaven, make heaven, make heaven. You know, that's the thing. Make heaven. That's the focus. And there's no focus on, let us live bring the kingdom as it is in heaven, so it is here on the earth. There's no focus on bringing the kingdom, on actually connecting with heaven, on having, like, you know, receiving things from heaven here on the earth, on the healing, on the manifestation of God's glory here on the earth, you know. There's no focus on that. It's all focused on, I just need to make heaven. And then, you know, the focus on, I just want to be blessed. This is this. All about me. All about me. All about, you know, da da da. I just, you know, God bless me. God bless me. There's also sometimes no focus on eternity, right? So there needs to be a balance struck. So that's my I don't know if I'll call it precursor. I'm laying the foundation. Now I'm going to really move quickly into the keys because I've been speaking a lot. So as this is what always happens. I'm always like, it's going to be really quick. It's going to be so short. It's going to be like 10 minutes. And then 20 something minutes in, I'm like, yikes. Okay, so we're going to go really quickly into the keys, the five keys I want to share with you, things to do for the rest of the year. Some of these will sound so basic and you'd be like, okay, Mo, but like, these are things the Lord laid on my heart. And I was thinking about like, okay, what do we need to move forward? Like, because we just need some things that were like, if you write them down, you're looking at them every day and you're like, okay, reminding yourself of things you need to do. The first and foremost thing actually references Matthew 24. In a sense, I would encourage you to read that scripture. But the first thing I wrote is cling to Jesus. Cling to Jesus. This is not a time to be kind of a bit like, oh, you know how like, I just want to live life. I just want to like, you know, I want to be one leg in, one leg out. I want to like, you know, just taste life and then I'll come back to God. This is not a time for messing around like that, you know. This is real life and true living and true, you know, the real beautiful life is actually found in Christ. You know, that living that we say, I just want to live life. I've been there before, whatever, like it's not all it plays out to be. And this is a time for us to cling to Jesus. You don't want to be found being on the fence or like wasting time, because that is all a time waster. The enemy will happily let you be on the fence and happily waste your time. You know that scripture in Revelation that says you know, you're either hot or you're cold. Again, paraphrasing, you can't be lukewarm because I will spit you out. Like, this is the time to cling to Jesus, like literally cling to him. And that means different things for different people, but it means in everything you do in your life, just cling to him. Just be, you know, Jesus, I want to know you more. Jesus, you know, show me this, that, and the other about my life, or show me, help me through this or whatever. Because the Lord wants to help us. Trust me, he wants us to be saved more than we desire to be saved. He wants us to live in the fullness of him. Because, you know, you can be saved but not living in the fullness. He wants us to live in the fullness of him way more. The things that we really, really, you know, we think, oh, these are even godly desires. I really want this, Lord. He wants them for us more than, you know, we even want them. So it's, God is not like, I just want you to suffer and I don't want to speak to you. I don't want to do this. He wants to commune and fellowship with us. So I encourage you to cling to Jesus. And that's just really coming back to basics. Some of us, it is coming back to basics of God. I just want to fellowship, spend time with you. Because one thing I have noticed about this time is that it has been a bit of a, like, the enemy has had so many strategies to waste our time. How many webinars, Zoom things, Instagram lives, all that, and these things are great, so don't trust me, I've had some myself, right? These things are fantastic and they're great, but you need to discern what will waste your time and what won't waste your time. Sometimes some friends of mine are doing things, and I know likewise I have friends where I'm doing things and they're like, they're not joining, because fine, there's no gripe there, nothing. Because likewise, I would also evaluate what is beneficial for my time now. God, what direction are you leading me in? You know, so clinging to Jesus also doesn't mean just joining endless things. It means the Lord leading you, the Lord actually directing where you should go, what you should do, getting instruction from him, fellowshipping with him, like literally spending time just in his presence. You know, God has been speaking to me a lot about knowing him as Father, and just as a child, just coming to just, whether it's that you spend an hour just soaking in his presence, praying, writing, journaling, I encourage you to do that. Just cling to Jesus. Listen to faith sermons, things that will help you rise up in faith, etc. If you feel like you need help with specifics, I don't want to be feel like I'm endorsing this person over that person or whatever, but if you feel like you need help with specifics in this area, hit us up on Instagram, Adia Talks Community. Let us know what area you need help with, and we're here to help you. You can also email us actually as well at info@adiatalks.com, but I encourage you to just, Instagram is quick, easy, and all of that. So cling to Jesus is the first thing. The second thing, and this is in no particular order, I'm just, you know, saying these as I wrote them, but the second thing is we need to just level up in prayer, and I will encourage us to pray in the spirit. If you are a believer, you speak in tongues, all of that, I encourage you to do it and do it more than you currently do at the moment. Praying in the spirit, even when we say, how do we discern our times and seasons? How do we live here on earth and be eternity focused at the same time? Praying in the spirit is one fantastic way. People have all sorts of views. Oh, I just don't want to be speaking, talking in tongues. I feel like my prayer. It's like, that's for me and for what I know. I haven't seen anything that has been a downside to praying in the spirit more. Personally, for me, the times I do it diligently, consistently, you know, and I challenge myself for longer periods of time, I am telling you, incredible. I just have a sense of what's going on. I'm just in tune with the Spirit of God. I hear clearer. I understand clearer. I read a scripture. There'll just be light, you know, a light will bubble, just come on. Things are just clearer. I'm reading the Bible. I'm seeing things I didn't see before. My love walk is different. I know things. I know, like, if I'm talking to two people, I know how to talk to person A versus talk to person B, because they might be doing the same thing, but they're different human beings, right? So they're wired differently. So, like, think about if you are a manager or leader, you lead people in different ways. You adopt your style. You don't just have a style and say, adopt to me, you know, this is how I am. You adopt your style to actually be in mind with what those people are like. That's one characteristic of a good leader / manager, etc. Right, so you do that, and in doing so, when praying the spirit, because God is okay, top person A is like this, so he'll give you the words to say, the weight of the, you know, the sentiment, all of that, you know. So it just, you just come to the knowing. I just walk into somewhere, I know what's happening, I know what to say, I know what to do. I'm, you know, even navigating through work, everything, praying in the spirit, trust me, is a bonus. So I encourage you to even stretch yourself more. If you used to do it, you never used to do it, you can start with like 15 minutes a day, then raise the bar to, you know, 30, all of this. I've had periods where I've had to do it for hours, and it's been so incredible. But the enemy always tries to, you know, it's almost like a fight sometimes to get to that point, because he knows, you know, the benefit you get from it. He won't know all the sort of stuff, you know, because he doesn't know everything, he's not all knowing, but he knows that one of the things that the enemy fears the most, if not the thing, is a Christian who prays, you know, who really takes their prayer life seriously, and a Christian who declares and speaks the word of God. Like, those are the things that the enemy, those are two things he tries to stop us from doing. So he stops us, he always attacks our prayer and tries to make us either we're tired, or suddenly something comes up, or there's a distraction, and it's always a good distraction, it's never bad, right? Or there's this, or it's like, oh, it's too long, or we're lazy, or we procrastinate, all of that. He always does that with prayer. Likewise with speaking the word, you know, he will want us to speak something else, you know, all of this stuff. Well, why are we wearing masks now, you know, in the year of the mouth when we should be speaking, you know, people professing things, I can't breathe, all of this, like, you know, that we cancel all of that in the name of Jesus. But that's, you know, what the enemy does. He attacks us in those areas. So pray in the spirit is my advice there. The next thing I want to mention is surrender, do not submit. Like, submission obviously is great, but surrender to God as opposed to submitting to God. Now, what I mean is take the extra step to surrender, because submission, apologies, my chair is a little bit creaky, my office chair, but surrendering to God is a step, or I think multiple steps further than submitting. When you're submitted, it's almost like there's a, like, oh, I have to do this. You know, I'm submitted, or, you know, I'm submitted to, let's just say, submitted to a leader. Oh, yeah, they're my leader, so I'm submitted, so I have to do what they say. I have to do that. There's a kind of, like, undertone of, like, okay, I just have to submit, and I can't question, or I can't do all of this. But when you surrender to God, it's a sense of knowing that your life is not your own, and it's all given to God. So you're not even trying to make things for yourself, or trying to do things and think, oh no, well, I have to then submit. It's almost like you're seeking God for what you need to do. You're seeking God for your life, right? So you know that you're surrendered. You've given up your life to him. You know, that song that says, I give myself away, I surrender all to you. We often sing it, all of that. But are we truly surrendered to God? Have we surrendered our quote-unquote ambitions? Because I don't even like saying ambitions, but the things we want to do, or I want to be this. Have we actually surrendered that? Is that actually what God wants for us to do those things, or, you know, are we just like, okay, God, I want to do this, can you just bless this? I'm submitting this thing to you, God. You know, are we like, my life is surrendered to you, right? So let's take the step to surrender. It's a beautiful thing to surrender to God. He will, those things you think you want, he will, I mean, I can't explain it, he'll just like wrap them up. He'll give you the desires that are just like out of this world. He will give you more than you could even imagine. I was listening to somebody last night. He said, if you think you know, surrender, if you think basically you're a Christian, you can't be biblically think you're a Christian and think that your life is still your own. If you are a Christian, your life is not your own, essentially. You know, that song says, my life is not my own, to you I belong. You know, I give myself away. Excuse my voice. But yeah, all of those things, right? So surrender to God, you know, go a step beyond submission and surrender to God, you know, surrender, give him your life, let him just take, you know, make of it what he wants to, surrender to him. So that's that. And when you surrender to God, I would also say another thing is that you will encounter faith walks. You will encounter things that raise your faith to another level. And you also have to surrender the fear or the anxiety or the worry to God. You have to be like, God, I surrender it to you. So, you know, I'm currently this week, and I'll testify of this. I will testify when the right time comes. But this week, I'm currently on literally a faith walk that I have never encountered before. If I tell you guys what it is, you'd be like, okay. But I'm just like, this is it. This is like living out the walk. This thing I'm going to do is absolutely living it out. And I'm just like, God, every time I think of the fear, or I see like something that's like convincing me not to do that, it's like the reasons why I shouldn't do it, I'm like, God, hey, I'm not even looking at this. I surrender it to you. I will testify of it. But you know, this raises our level of faith, because if I think about it, if to do this thing I need to do that God has told me to do was going to be like as easy as something, or it was the same level of faith I did at some point last year, it won't feel like, it'll just be like, oh, I've done this before, it's fine, no issues. But right now it's like, yikes, this is faith, and I'm speaking your word, I'm declaring your word, and I'm believing everything. As I say, I'll testify, because it's a big one. But yes, you know, surrender over, you know, surrender over submitting. Let's go a step ahead. The fourth thing I want to mention to you is about investing in your growth. I heard someone say invest in God, and I'm like, okay, you know, he's kind of the one that invests in us. But invest in your growth and development. This season again has been one clogged up with so much stuff, so much like, do this, do that, come to this Instagram, join my this, join my that. You have to be discerning, and you have to apply discretion, and you have to know what is for you when it's for you. I will talk about it more if you sign up to get the freebie on the website. That I'll break it down a little more. But you know, all in all, like we're all in different phases, right? And you have to know what is for you when it's for you. I feel like there's an overload of like, I've kind of been in that phase where it's like, oh my gosh, I've got this course, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do, and God's like, slow your roll. What are the key things that go back to basics and evaluate, you know, with me, what are the key things that you need to be doing, and let's break them down. So let's say, okay, July, you're focused on blah blah blah, so all the other noise, shut it out. If you need to do a course or whatever, and I've told you to do it, yes, maybe it's a course focused on whatever you need to do in July. But just because somebody's running something else in July and you're like, this looks really interesting, doesn't mean it's for you at that time. You know, because I feel like a lot of us don't get into depth because we are so, you know, so quick and instant. And I find myself, I have to kind of caution myself and stop, you know, even with reading the word or studying the word, it's like, we just wanted an instant, what does it say, what is it? It's like, no, God is saying, go into the depth and the meat. And that's the same thing in our investment on in ourselves. We need to make sure, A, we're investing in ourselves, we're growing, we're all of that, we're coming up from the level we were. We shouldn't be at the same place we were at last year. We're investing and we're doing things, we're spending money where, you know, to invest in ourselves and our growth. Because sometimes when we don't spend money, or we don't spend something that costs us something, we don't add much value to it. So, you know, and you get more value from what you give value for, right? So invest in yourself. We're spending money, we're doing what we need to do, or sewing at least, to invest in ourselves and come up higher. And we're doing so based on what we know we need to be doing. So we're not just moving here and there of what's popular, what's this, what's that. You know, so make sure you are investing in yourself. And the fifth point I want to leave you with is about building the kingdom. Building the kingdom, building. And some people think building the kingdom, oh, I mean, I don't have a ministry. What's all of that? It seems like this is not for me. But in everything you do, you can build the kingdom of God, right? You build the kingdom, and you build the kingdom without getting, you know, we should do so without getting distracted, you know, like study the book of Nehemiah. Also, you know, when there was a time in Nehemiah, I don't remember the chapter exactly, but I think a couple of people tried to distract him or get him to do something else. And he was like, no, I need to be building. I need to be doing what I'm meant to do. Right. So study the book of Nehemiah about build. I think that's a good book about building generally, but also building, you know, without distraction, being focused, but also just building. You can build the kingdom in any way. You don't have to feel like you have a ministry, quote unquote. Again, I actually don't like to say my ministry, because it's the ministry God has given me to custody, to custodian, right? So the ministry, you might not feel like you have a ministry like that, or you have something, but you build the kingdom in everything you do, right? So in everyday life, you can find ways to build the kingdom of God. You can sow your time into building the kingdom of God. Even the investment of in yourself, the development of yourself in that area of life is building the kingdom, because you're upskilling to actually then think, okay, this is what I can therefore do, you know, because it's also important. You're not just building on like shallow soil. You're not building, you know, just because they said build, let me build something. You have to, you know, follow what the Lord is saying. Look at, like, let's say Idea Talks, for instance. I said it started out as a blog. I just used to blog, write some things down. Then God said, do this. Then God said, start this. Then God said, and then we're where we are today. You know, and we're growing. I'm not saying we've not arrived, certainly, but we are growing and developing into where we are, because I just started building just with like the little bit I knew to build. So it might be to start a blog. It might be to start that podcast. It might be to, you know, start that newsletter where you're just encouraging people. It might be actually to say, I'm going to mentor certain people now. For me as well, another thing that the people the Lord showed me that I will mentor, and I know who they are. They know me as like, they might reach out to me, may speak once in a while, all of that. Now I haven't said to them anything. I just like, okay, God reminds me. I pray for them. I just check in the background on what's going on with them. I don't really make it known, oh, I'm looking and all of this. And the time will come, maybe when it becomes official, maybe it never does. But I know in some way I'm pouring into them. So I make sure my communication with them is always one that is encouraging, is pouring in, and I'm doing what a mentor would do indirectly. It might be that God is saying, build those people around you. I love this analogy that a good person I really do respect gave, you know, some time ago. I heard them, they always say this, you know, you might be a number 4 in something, let's just say 1 to 10, and you might be a 4, 10 being the highest, but you're number 4. You can develop the people that are 0, 1, 2, 3, and some of the 4s as well. So you have those people behind you who you can teach, you can share knowledge with, you can do that. The number 7 might not be for you, because like, they've advanced far beyond where you are. Albeit, yes, if number 7 was there, of course they might gain something, right? But the thing is, never think that you are in a position where you can't always pour into other people or help other people. Of course, prayerfully, with wisdom, with understanding, do these things. But you should always think about how you're building in everything you're doing. I've had to also think about it even career-wise, like, okay, what am I doing, right? Am I actually building the kingdom? I'm not going around saying, hey guys, I'm a Christian, all of that, but do people see Christ in me, in everything? And God highlights to me sometimes, no, that wasn't on you, you know, you did this, or maybe you're doing this, or you're getting pulled in into talking too much, or all of these things, right? And I often like keep myself in check, and I'm like, okay, God, and I know he's doing that because he wants me to build the kingdom where I am. And in everything you're building, you're thinking about how you are building the people around you, the people you encounter. You want to always leave people better than when you met with them. You don't want to also be somebody that's draining. Sometimes I have conversations with people How I know somebody's drained is if I've spoken to them, especially towards the evening, and I wake up and I'm drained the next day, I'm like, this is from the conversation or from something. You never want to be like a person that you speak to them and you feel tired at the end. You want to be somebody that, you know, you're pouring into people, you know, be it indirectly. As somebody I also respect says, she calls it firelighter and firefighter. You want to be somebody that is a fire lighter. You don't want to be killing the fire in people. So you want to be building in everything you do. And that's, you know, foundations, people, all sorts, right? So those are the five keys I want to leave you with for the rest of the year. So in everything you're doing, you're first, you're clinging to Jesus. So you're going back to him, asking him to show you the blueprint, reevaluating your plans, etc. You're taking time to pray in the spirit, stretch yourself a bit more. If you've done it for half an hour, stretch yourself to an hour. You don't need to do it all together, but just pray in the spirit more. Learn to also do it on the go. You can also be praying in the spirit as you're just like doing it all, you know, you're doing your daily tasks or whatever, you know. Spend some time, obviously focus, but also just learn to do it on the go as well. You want to be surrendering over submitting. You want to also invest in your growth. So between now and December, you want to be thinking about what are the growth, if each month have a growth plan of how you're going to, what you're going to, areas you're going to grow in, you can break it down that way. And then you also want to be building the kingdom in everything you do. So how, think about how in every aspect you're doing, even if you feel like you are not, let's say you know, this situation made you lose your livelihood, you're not doing anything, you're figuring out what to do. This is some time that you can say, how am I going to actually build the kingdom? What can I share with people? How do I do that? Do I write a book, start a blog? Like, there's so many ways. And it might not be these things I talked about. It might just be like one person God tells you to sort of bring up in life or to coach or to look after from that perspective. So those are the five keys that are keys to the rest of the year, to how you want to pivot things. We've been talking about pivot a lot, or people have been talking about pivot for the year, like pivot, you know. How do you pivot in all of those things? In your pivoting, you want to make sure those five things are somehow included in that. So I have been talking for longer than I intended. I'm late for something I need to join, but I really wanted to make sure I spent time pouring into you guys, sharing with you guys, you know, what the Lord's laid on my heart. I also want to give a big shout out and thank you to all the people that joined Abba's Heart. If I tell you that testimony and how that came along, that will probably be another 15 minutes. But Abba's Heart, we had that a few days ago on the 4th of July. Thank you. I know it was on my birthday. It just happened to be on that day. Trust me, it wasn't really a, like, meant to be a birthday thing, but I'm glad it was that day, because the day does symbolize something. But you know, thank you so much for coming out, for tuning in, not coming out, for tuning in from your homes, because we're all keyed in from our homes. Thank you to all the amazing people that participated, that in a heartbeat, they were like, of course, you know. And I know there are even more people that we'd spoken to, but they had other commitments and they were like, wow, I'd love to be part of it. But God was so kind. He poured out his heart. It was incredible. If you didn't join, it is on YouTube. So if you go to Moedia TV, Abba's Heart, search, you would find it. It was just a time of worship and prayer. It was probably about 3 hours or so that we just had. So you can watch it in bite sizes, or just play it in your background and it will bless you. So thank you to all that came out, and all the birthday wishes, the love, appreciate it. This podcast is 1 year old. We're going to have a proper celebration. I have some amazing things lined up. I know it feels like I say that, but I do, really do, which are coming up. And you know, we pivoted in other ways as we need to. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much for all the love, the support. I would love for us to have like a bit of a celebration, do some sort of live thing, but we'll figure that out as time goes. But I hope you were blessed. Make sure you do go to our new website, adiatalks.com. You sign up for the freebie. You see what we have on the website, you know, all of that. We have a few other things there as well, but as time goes on, that's all going to be kind of developed. But signing up for our newsletter is the best thing, because you can keep in touch with everything going on and what's happening, etc. So I want to thank you again for today, for listening to me, for hope you find these keys useful and you're able to plan, pivot, move forward with the rest of your year. So take care and God bless you all. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today. I hope you found it not just informative, but I actually hope you found it useful and there are things that you could take away from today's discussion to help you move forward in life and help you think about things and help you pivot, as we say. You can follow us on social media at Adia Talks Community on Instagram. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Adia Talks. Look for us there. We have a new website, as we mentioned, launching, adiatalks.com. If you want to watch some of our sort of discussions on like YouTube in terms of vlogs and things where we talk about different aspects of faith and even just some everyday vlogs and stuff, you can go to Mo Adia TV, subscribe to that, and you can catch some stuff. We have some stuff actually coming up pretty soon on there as well. So look out on our YouTube page for all of that information. You can follow me at Mo Adia on all the platforms. I'm just Mo Adia. So you can go to my website as well. Check out what's there, moidea.com. Thank you so much for joining. Really appreciate it. Take care and God bless.